Today is the Trump administration's official deadline to end the DACA program, although pending legal challenges have delayed that. There are around 800,000 DACA recipients currently living in the U.S., including more than 20,000 here in Arizona. Joining us now is one of those DACA recipients, Karina Ruiz. She was brought here as a child from Mexico City. She now lives here and has three U.S.-born children. Right now, she's in D.C. speaking to lawmakers. We've caught up with her outside the National Mall. Now, Karina, I'm supposing this is not how you imagine today's deadline would play out today, right?
Yes, correct. We have been fighting here in Congress, in the halls. We've been walking. We've been doing everything in our power so that there is a solution for people like myself, a pathway to citizenship, and so that we're not feeling in limbo every day. And definitely it is frustrating to come to this moment and see that Congress they essentially failed us, and that the administration of Trump is essentially blocking every effort. And here we are, back to square one, in a day that this administration set arbitrarily as a deadline. And today, for us, is about sending a message to the country and to Congress and to this administration that we are resilient, that we are not going to give up. What is President Trump going to do? He told us that if Congress didn't do anything by today, he was going to revisit the issue. And we're here to ask him, what does that mean?
Let me ask you something, though. I'm wondering how much you think the court rulings dealing with the DACA issue have maybe taking the wind out of the sails of some of the congressional action, because it seems as though once the judges said that the Trump administration could not end it the way that it did, it seems like that kind of stopped things or slowed things down on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, we receive well the court decisions, because that means that people are going to be able to apply again, and they won't lose their jobs. They won't have to fear to pay for their rent. At the same time, we do believe that it took the urgency from Congress. And that's why we have been coming back again and again. This is my fifth week here in D.C., and many other leaders have come back again and again. We've been going also back to our localities and pushing Congress to do the right thing. We do definitely believe that Congress doesn't understand the issue of immigration, because they think that because of the decision of the court, we're all safe. And that is not true. What's happening here is that there's people that didn't qualify for DACA protection that would qualify under something like the DREAM Act. And because Congress is not taking the issue seriously, there's people right now that are at risk of deportation. DACA cover about 800,000 immigrant youth. The DREAM Act would have covered about 2 million. So, again, these are people's lives. Are those people that we need to raise their stories and really send a message to Congress that this is unacceptable?
So let me ask, how are you preparing for your future?
We're preparing for November. We have no time to waste. As far as my DACA expires in January of 2019, the program is still available by the end of the year. My plan is to send my DACA renewal in June, which is like 6 months before, which is the normal time for us to be able to send our application 6 months before it expires. So I'm going to be preparing to send my DACA application in hopes that I can get another 2 years of protection. If that goes away, then it's a very tough situation. Like I said, it's right now I don't know. My future is uncertain. I don't know. I know that I don't want to take my children to Mexico because they won't have the same opportunities as me when I was over there. So it's just a very difficult situation to even think about being separated from my children, to not be there when they're sick, to not be there when they need help with their homework. These 5 weeks that I've been in D.C. away from them have been really tough, because they need me and I have to be here fighting. I was here on my oldest son's birthday, on his 16th birthday, because I'd rather sacrifice his birthday to fight so that I won't miss any more birthdays. You have to think and prepare for the worst, but we keep fighting.
Well, that was Karina Ruiz, DACA recipient and president of the Arizona DREAM Act Coalition, speaking to us from the National Mall in Washington, D.C.